started making this record in 2008, and for about a year, Guimane and I just locked ourselves into a studio and recorded a lot of demos, you know, and it would be, I would be on the keyboard mostly on the piano, and Guimane would be on drums, and then we would, both of us would be on some synthesizers and programming, and we would just, like, do it the way we used to, which was we played most of the instruments on our other albums. And after about a year of making those demos, it felt like the production process and the sound that we had was not satisfying to us. We had some interesting musical ideas, but we didn't really know how to put them or what kind of production we really wanted it to be.
The drums on the brand new Daft Punk album are amazing. It's like this full-on, like, jazz crazy stuff. But Guimane, you play drums, don't you? Do you play drums on this album?
No, I'm not really playing drums.
We play drums on the demos.
I don't think that I don't have the level, the skill level to play any drums on. I mean, I can play for like 5 seconds, but then a full song is impossible. I'm sorry.
That's why we really try to team up with the best musician in the world that could, you know, not only play the way we intended to, but 10 times better with so many different levels of nuance. And that was somehow the idea behind that.
Let's talk about those musicians. I'm talking to Guimane and Thomas from Daft Punk. It sounds like the ultimate 70s session band, and I believe that's actually kind of what you assembled. Who, apart from the people we already know about, who is in the band?
On guitar, there's now Rogers, of course, on rhythm guitar, and also Paul Jackson Jr. Paul Jackson Jr. is probably one of our favorite rhythm guitar player that worked on Thriller.
And doesn't he play on Jay Leno's Tonight Show as well?
Yes. And so Paul now plays on Jay Leno. He played the hook in Beat It, for example. He's the lead guitar in Beat It.
Slightly
and he played now on Jay Leno. That's where we found it back. And
yeah.
You know, and James Genius plays bass on Saturday Night Live band as well. And we had then on keyboards. We played some of the keyboards, but we had someone called Chris Caswell, which we met through Paul Williams. And Chris is a very, iconic 70s and 80s keyboard player that worked on the arrangement with us. And they hadn't played sometimes for quite some time together.
What a feeling. What a feeling to get these people, you know, in the various rooms with you two, you know, from such a different world, I guess.
It's interesting because it felt like all these players knew each other, you know, and we were just an opportunity to bring them back together.
Talking to Daft Punk, they're on the phone. We should talk about the track with Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, that great song Instant Crush on the album, where you even like run his voice through the vocoder, kind of making that a little bit robotic as well. How did that all come together? Was he in the same studio?
Yes, we recorded Julian at Electric Lady as well, and we really liked, collectively the idea of meeting in between and meeting in the middle, and we wanted this track to feel that it was not something that we had done already, with Daft Punk, and that it was not something he had done on his own as well, you know, so it was really this idea of creating this kind of overlap of something different where we could meet.
If you lose your way tonight, that's how you know the magic's right.
There's two drummers on the record, which are J.R. Robinson and Omar Hakim. J.R. Robinson is probably the most recorded drummer in history. He played on Michael Jackson of the World, he played on George Benson, Gimme the Night, he played on, countless records.
Mm-hmm.
And Omar Hakim is also another drum legend that started to play with Stevie Wonder when he was 16. It really felt we were definitely so fortunate to have the best drummers in the world to play on this record. It's true that, you know, music always starts with drum and bass, so on bass, the two bass players that worked with us are Nathan East, that plays again on countless records, and James Genus, that has played with everybody from Herbie Hancock to a lot of artists.
The vocoders, though, sound amazing. There's like natural noises, like you can almost hear your lips on the vocoders. Was that like on purpose?
Yes, it felt like, you know, we like the idea of in a world right now where more and more human beings are sounding, you know, robotic in pop music, we like the idea of these robots sounding more and more human, robot voices. So it's the voice of Daft Punk, and it's the voice of what we do. So it was natural to have this combination of the robot voices with these instruments, you know. And you know, you said that it's coming from different world, but we always think that, you know, music is there's only world of music, you know, and that's despite the categories and labels. And this idea of music is just a continuous one, and the power of melodies and harmonies and lyrics. And we really felt connected somehow. You know, we've always felt connected to these people. You know, when we did the track like Around the World, it was the same spirit of music like Chic or Herbie Hancock. But we're doing it in our home studio with the drum machine and with a small synthesizers and a talk box, but it didn't feel like it was coming or it was belonging to another world.
I'm talking to Guiman and Thomas from Daft Punk. The song I want to play is Fragments of Time. This song is amazing. It sounds like Steely Dan or the Doobie Brothers or something. Just tell me just a little bit about Fragments of Time.
Fragments of Time is a song we did with Todd Edwards, which we worked on with Todd we had worked with Todd earlier on Discovery on Face to Face. So it was Todd is a great friend of ours, and it was we felt really good going back in the studio with him and trying to do the same thing we've been doing 10 years ago with him, which was making great music or trying to make great music, but this time with human beings, you know. So it's another attempt to just connect with the people you respect and you appreciate and that inspires you, and try to create something magical together.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. Thomas and Guiman, thank you for talking to Triple J today. And hopefully we'll see you guys in Australia in some form in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you
very much. It's the Doctor on Triple J.